The reading today is from Acts chapter 2, verses 14 and then 22 to 32. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. Fellow Israelites, listen to the Jesus of Nazareth. Listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Fellow Israelites, I tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, My Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Wow, that was the end of John's Gospel. wonderful gospel. Slightly different to the other three, absolutely wonderful. Let me start with a question this morning. What does it feel like, or what does it mean, to feel fully alive? I don't mean having an ice bath, like Wim Hof. He'd tell you that makes you feel really alive. And I don't mean just getting through the day, but truly alive. Living a life full of peace and hope and purpose. Because at the end of this passage in verse 31, John tells us that he's written his gospel, his account of Jesus' life and ministry, so that you may believe, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. And so that's the theme this morning, life in his name. Not just believing for the sake of it, but believing so that we come alive in God. And the rest of the passage we've just read from verse 19 to verse 30 helpfully presents us with a foundation of what it looks like to live life in Jesus' name and how we receive that. So let's start with the disciples behind locked doors. The doors are shut and they're afraid because everything feels uncertain. Their whole world has been rocked. And into that situation in verse 19, Jesus comes and says, "Where were you? Why did you run away?" No, he didn't say that. He said, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." That's a sign of life in his name. Peace instead of fear. It doesn't mean that everything suddenly becomes easy, but that his presence changes the atmosphere. We can experience anxiety or worry. Sometimes we have a constant sense of pressure. And here is Jesus standing among his friends and among us and saying, "You don't have to be locked up anymore. Receive my peace." So life in his name begins with peace. Then in verses 21 and 22, Jesus says, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And he breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So life in his name is not just about feeling better. It's about being sent with a purpose. The Christian life is not meant to be dull. The Christian life is not meant to be passive. It's not just about sitting in church and trying to become a slightly new, improved version of ourselves. Leave that to the washing powder manufacturers, you know, new improved Persil or whatever it is. Life in his name is being caught up with what God is doing in the world today. And we don't do that on our own strength because Jesus gives us his Holy Spirit. And then we come to this difficult line, this verse 23 about forgiveness. Well, a bit later on, Jesus says, "If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven." This verse tells us something essential. It tells us that life in Jesus' name is a forgiven life. We don't earn our forgiveness. We won't achieve our forgiveness. We just receive forgiveness. And then we are sent to share that good news of forgiveness with others. But then Jesus says this, "If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." What does this mean? Because this can sound a bit uncomfortable. It can sound a bit controlling. But remember, God is the source of forgiveness, not us. So what Jesus is saying is that we, the church, are entrusted with telling the truth about forgiveness and about repentance. So when someone turns to Christ, we can say with confidence, "You are forgiven." But if someone rejects Christ, if somebody rejects that forgiveness, we can't pretend otherwise. It's a bit like someone giving a gift. If someone receives the gift, it's theirs. If they don't, then it remains unwrapped, doesn't it? And here's the good news. That gift of forgiveness is available to all of us. It doesn't matter what your past looks like. It doesn't matter. Forgiveness is never out of reach for someone who turns to Christ. So if you want life in his name, it kind of begins here. Turning from sinful ways and receiving God's forgiveness. Now let's talk about poor Thomas. He's been labelled Doubting Thomas for the last 2,000 years. A bit harsh, really. Because imagine one mistake defining your reputation forever. But actually what we're seeing here is honest Thomas. He's just being completely honest and transparent when he says, unless I see, I will not believe, I can't believe. And a week later, Jesus comes again. And this time it's for Thomas. And Thomas touches his wounds and responds with these amazing words, my Lord and my God. This really is at the heart of life in Jesus' name. And it's a personal response to Jesus. Not just knowing about him, not just agreeing with his teachings, or some of his teachings, but saying, you are my Lord. You are my God. Because this is where life in his name really begins. And then in verse 29, Jesus says something that includes all of us. He says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. That really is us. We haven't seen Jesus physically. We weren't there in the room with those disciples. And yet Jesus says we are blessed when we believe. Why? Well, because this kind of faith opens the door to life. Sometimes people think, if only I could see something really dramatic, like a miracle, then I would easily believe. But actually, life in his name comes when we trust him, even without seeing. And many of us can say we've come to know he is real, not because we've seen Jesus with our eyes, but because we've experienced him in our lives. So let's come back to that key verse, verse 31. That you may believe, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. What does that life in his name look like? Well, it looks like peace where there was fear, purpose where there was a sense of drift, power through the Holy Spirit, forgiveness where there is guilt and shame, faith that becomes personal, and a blessing even without seeing. I'll take that. I'll take that, definitely. It sounds wonderful. That is life in his name. And that life is a life that starts now, not when we die. It starts now and leads into all of eternity. But here's the honest question, and today I'm preaching to me as much as anybody else, believe me. Here's the honest question. Are we living that life? Because it's possible to be stuck around church for years and still feel a bit stuck. Still feel like doors are locked. To still feel unsure or distant or spiritually dry. And maybe today Jesus is standing among us again and saying, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And inviting us not just to watch or observe, but to receive. So how do we step into life in his name? Well, very simply, we believe and we trust and we say yes to Jesus. We receive his forgiveness. We welcome his Spirit into our lives. And we make that personal response, my Lord and my God, Jesus Christ. Let me finish with this. We've just come to the end of John's Gospel. And John's Gospel is not just information for us. It's an invitation. An invitation to life. Deep life. Eternal life. And it's available to everyone here today. So perhaps today is the day to open the door. To stop holding back. To say, Jesus, I believe, help me to believe. Be my Lord and my God. Because when we do, we'll discover what it means to have life in his name.